And welcome into a Wednesday Inside the Jaguars. JP Shadrick joined by Jeff Lagerman, John Osher. It's time to look forward to the Houston Texans. Guys, this is going to be a big one. They were back on the practice field today in preparation for Houston. It's always nice to have that home opener finally and get some fans in Everbank, right?
Well, I think people are going to get excited because it is a home opener. I think the players want to do well for the fans, and they've worked hard all preseason. And the best thing that you can get after a loss is a home game, and certainly no better than a home opener.
And certainly, although they lost last week, they're disappointed. Jaguars are 0-1, the Texans are 1-0. If the Jaguars win this game, they're in first place as well. So this is really a chance to erase that first game.
Houston, of course, was the preseason favorite to win the division, maybe even a Super Bowl team by a lot of folks picking teams at the preseason. Take us through this team. You've seen some film on this team today, the last couple of days. How good are they on the defensive side?
Well, defensively, I think they may be better than last year, which is a pretty strong statement. But if you look at them from top to bottom defensively, yes, they lost Mario Williams, but last year they had the development of Brooks Reed and Connor Barwin. They've added Whitney Mercilus in the draft. So as far as rushing the quarterback, I think they're one of the best. And J.J. Watt was simply fantastic against the Miami Dolphins. On the back end, I think they've gotten better with the development of Kareem Jackson. They were already good at the safety spots last year and the other corner spot. But his development, I think, is real key for this football team. And, of course, Brian Cushing. Brian Cushing is simply one of the best linebackers in the National Football League. But he's a guy to watch. You know, he hurt a rib in last week's game against the Miami Dolphins. Not sure how that's going to affect him in this week's game.
John, they've got some weapons offensively, don't they, too?
Yeah, obviously, when Andre Johnson's healthy, he's as good as there is. And their running game, it's one of those schemes that can run no matter who's playing. Arian Foster certainly is a guy who is as good out of the backfield as he is running the ball.
Well, let me add to that, though. You know, Arian Foster, they didn't run the ball like they expected to against the Miami Dolphins, particularly late in that ball game when they had a real strong lead. And head coach Gary Kubiak made some comments to that effect, that he wasn't real happy with what they call a four-minute drill, which is trying to eat the clock up. They lost a lot of components of that offense from last year's football team. They lost a right tackle, a right guard, a fullback, and a tight end. And all those guys right there were a big part of the equation in Arian Foster running the football. So it may take them some time to find that groove that they had last year running the football, but certainly have some explosive weapons with Owen Daniel and Andre Johnson, like he said.
And that's their identity, is being able to run. And they've done that. They've built that over 3 or 4 years, being able to do that. They feel like that's what they need to do. And when they can't do that, like they did against Miami, it's an issue.
Well, and it's an issue because their passing game is really built off of play action. That's what their bread and butter is. And if you're not running the ball in a dominant fashion, it's much, much harder for your football team offensively to have that play action. So if the Jaguars can do what the Miami Dolphins did, certainly it's going to help them in this week's game.
Okay, guys, a few more days of clarity after the Minnesota game. Mike Mularkey spoke today about some of the injuries that happened on Sunday. John, what's the latest you have on some of these guys?
Well, how much time you got? I mean, not making light of it, but this is an injured team right now. And the good news today was that Uche Nnadi practiced, as did De'Anthony Smith. So it looks like they will play. Trouble areas, Daryl Smith didn't go today. Derek Cox was very limited. Evan Britton didn't go. So you've got a situation on the offensive line with Cameron Bradfield also not practicing, where you may not have Britton and Bradfield. If that's the case, Mularkey said this week that they're going to look at some options, but probably it's Mike Brewster starting at guard and Guy Wimper starting at tackle. The other news injury-wise is that Rashad Jennings, who started last week, injured the same knee he injured last year, so it's going to be iffy if he goes on Sunday or not.
Is this as thin of an offensive line situation as you've seen?
No, I've seen thinner. I've seen games where you actually had to have a tight end play offensive tackle before or offensive guard. But, you know, JP, one of the good things is that they ended up acquiring a guy through training camp, Josh Beekman. And if you looked at the Atlanta Falcons preseason game, which was the very last one, Josh Beekman ended up playing a significant amount of time in that game and had a dominant performance. So the late addition with him, I know that they've got some flexibility. If they had to, they could reach down in the practice squad and pull up a Daniel Baldridge. So they have some options, but, you know, you always want your first option, which is your starting group.
Sure. Guys, thanks a lot as always. We'll go deeper into the Texans and the Jaguars tomorrow on Inside the Jaguars.